You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, joined in the studio this morning by Murray Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director, Aaron Carrico. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I guess nothing going on in your neck of the woods?
No, we're a little bored right now.
So, pulse rate. Normal a few days out?
Just a bit high, but we're right on schedule to where we need to be and looking forward to the weekend coming.
We are, of course, talking about Freedom Fest. This is Aaron's big event of the year, and you're just the person to tell us all about the activities, which start Friday,
and this year it's actually going to be on the 4th of July weekend, which will please many people. Activities will be July 4th and 5th this coming weekend, and we will begin on that Friday morning very early. The very first thing that we have is the Veterans Remembrance Ceremony, and it's a really great way to start off the weekend and kind of put your mind in the right place for what you're celebrating. And that's going to be at 7:30 in the morning at Chestnut Park. And so, again, that's a good way to get up early and really start off the weekend. And then we'll continue through the weekend with all sorts of events. I'll just touch on a few of them. We'll have Pedal Fast for Stroke. That's a new one for any of the cyclists out there listening today.
And there are a lot of cyclists in
Murray. There are a lot of cyclists in Murray. And there's going to be a ride headed all through MSU's campus. And all of the proceeds to that go to the stroke camp. So you can contact our office for any information if you're interested in that particular event. And then we'll head into the evening, and we'll have the Freedom Fest patio again this year, which I know was a big hit.
Yes.
Freedom Fest patio. At the same time, we'll also be having the Independence Bank block party. So we're bringing back Margarita Beach. And if you're a Freedom Fester, they were here about 4 years ago.
Explain what kind of music they play. I think I kind of have an idea.
Right.
Based on the
yes,
name.
They are they're Margarita Beach. They are a Jimmy Buffett tribute band, and they will be performing about 8:30. And before that, we have a local band, Swamp Donkey. So if you're familiar with the local music scene here, they're really great entertainment to start off the evening. And at Margarita Beach, it brings a lively attitude and a lot of great music from the 60s and 70s. Great cover band. So and the weather is supposed to be perfect for this weekend. So
fingers crossed.
I know, fingers crossed. We're due. We are way overdue.
And then Saturday is even more packed.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we start again early on Saturday morning. And for the runners, which there are a lot of those out there as well, we have two runs on Saturday morning. We have a primary care 5K run, and then we have the Briggs & Stratton Main Street Mile that go back-to-back. Also, if you're not a runner and you're like a leisurely morning, we do have the McGarry Memorial Country Ham Breakfast.
That sounds
there
more like
you
my
go.
Speed.
Yes, a great, wonderful meal put on by the Boy Scouts. It's at the First United Methodist Church. Anybody that's downtown, we encourage to then line up for the parade. The parade starts at 9:30. And this year, we are honoring first responders, our local heroes. You know, they work the nights and the weekends and the holidays and, you know, put their lives on the line for us on a daily basis. And we thought that they kind of need a round of applause and a stab of recognition for everything that they do. And that parade, if you've ever been to it, it's quite large.
Yes, it is.
It is. We have, you know, one entry might be 30 antique tractors. and we usually have 60 to 70 entries.
So pack a lunch.
No, and bring a bag to collect that candy. So after the parade, we have all sorts of things happening for the rest of the afternoon and the evening. We have a kids zone. CFSB's put together a kids zone for us downtown. So if you have little ones, we have all these inflatables they can play on all afternoon for free. You know, wear out their energy levels. And then as the afternoon goes on, we have the Town & Gown Top Gun Cruise-In Car Show, which is beautiful. If you're into any sort of car collection, this is the place to be. And it's going to be at the MSU Stadium starting late that afternoon. That's free to attend as well. And we'll roll right into the evening with Murray Banks Family Night in the Park. All of those activities are free for kids. We'll have another free concert with another local band called He Said, She Said. Great, great cover band.
Just a rock and country
80s and
covers.
90s.
Okay, great.
80s and 90s music. That was our choice, personally, to have out. Again, free inflatables. I believe the fire truck is going to be down there hosing kids down. So if it's a little warm for the evening. At 8 o'clock, the Town & Gown Community Band is going to perform in Lovett. And they'll be inside. It is air conditioned, so you can be nice and cool. And I know they've got a really great playlist of some beautiful patriotic music they're going to play for us this year.
And we're going to have Todd Hill on tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. He'll be able to talk about specifically everything that they're going to see. I've seen the set list, and it's just great. Mm-hmm. It's great. And then we'll kind of round out the weekend with what everybody looks forward to, Saturday night, July 5th. The Briggs & Stratton Fireworks.
And what time is that?
What time is that? That's going to be at 9:30 on Saturday night, and you can view them anywhere along like 641 North area. You'll be able to see them. They're shot off from Bee Creek. Bee Creek is closed. Mm-hmm. Central Park is not, and Tab has said he would love to have people come in the park. Family night will still be going on, and bring a blanket and sit in the ball fields. The ball fields are a perfect view, too.
It's really hard to even tell people how large of an area that you have. Your
yes.
options for seeing the fireworks
yes.
are varied.
They are. I mean, we just tell people anywhere along 641 North, if you're anywhere in the vicinity of JCPenney's on Northward, I mean, you have a perfect viewing spot for them. Bee Creek is actually the excellent, just the best spot in town to shoot them off from.
And then Sunday, we have the
Culver's Day at the pool, which is another great opportunity for families. The park pool, we are very fortunate to have such a program in such a wonderful pool area for families to be at. And they are offering a free pool day, so you can show up with your family from 1 to 6. They have great concessions. They also have healthy options at the concession stand now. And you can spend a day with your family to kind of round out the holiday weekend.
And again, just to reinforce, this is all free.
This is all free. It's all free.
Free for everyone except free. Aaron and her team.
That's right.
Been sweating blood
That's
for
right.
probably That's weeks to put it
that
together.
That we have.
Is there a place on the web people there can
is.
Go and see this list
Please,
of events?
Please, yes. You can visit tourmurray.com. Again, that's tourmurray.com, and there's a big banner that says Freedom Fest. You click right on that. You can get the schedule. You can also visit Freedom Fest on Facebook. You can also visit the Visit Murray, Kentucky Facebook page. We also don't mind taking calls in the office, and you can call us at 759-2199 if you have any questions about anything going on for the weekend.
Erin Carrico, she's the Murray Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director. She's a very busy lady, but took a few moments with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We're Murray State's WKMS, inviting you to join our membership at WKMS.org anytime.